The idea of raising state lawmakers' pay by nearly 50% comes at a time when dozens of senators and assembly members have been indicted, arrested, and jailed for corruption, including the two former legislative leaders, who are both facing prison time. Lawmakers have not seen a salary increase since 1999, and any proposals for pay hikes, even to just keep up with inflation, have stagnated over years of record-late budgets and now the corruption crime wave. The commission was created to try to take the politics out of the issue. It calculates that the base pay of $79,500 a year for legislators would increase to around $113,000 a year if the rise in consumer price index over the past 17 years is factored in. The commission also does not have to issue any decision until November 15th, a week after Election Day. But now, Governor Cuomo says lawmakers need to speak up and reveal to voters before November 8th whether or not they think they deserve a 47% pay raise.
They're not showing up at the hearing because they don't want to say anything during the campaign. And then they think in November, the panel is going to give them a raise. And that's what editorial boards are criticizing. And I think that's a fair criticism. If you think you deserve a raise, say, I deserve a raise.
Cuomo backs a raise for his state agency commissioners.
My salary structure is not competitive to get the kind of people we want in state government. So I'll go first. I'm going to argue to the commission that we have to pay commissioners more to get top-flight people.
Legislators are not required to make any comments to the pay commission in order for any raises to go forward. A spokesman for the state Senate Majority Party Republicans did not want to comment on the governor's remarks. But Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, a Democrat, said in a statement that members of the legislature work hard and deserve a raise, which he says is long overdue. And Hastie says it's up to the commission, not lawmakers, to decide whether the pay should be increased, and he says the commission should be allowed to do its work. The Pay Commission has sought public comment. All 25 emails on its website are against the proposal, with some saying the idea is nuts and ridiculous and asking, "Are you out of your minds?" Government reform groups, however, are in favor of raising lawmakers' pay, as long as some key changes are made. Susan Lerner with Common Cause testified at a hearing back in the spring.
We are very strong supporters of the idea of a pay raise.
But Lerner says any pay raise needs to be accompanied by reforms. She says outside income by lawmakers should be banned or severely restricted. Abuse of outside income factored heavily in the corruption convictions of the two former legislative leaders. Lerner says if the pay is raised to $113,000 a year or more, then all of the extra stipends given to committee chairs and for leadership posts should also be eliminated. She says right now they're given out for political reasons.
They have been used both at the state and the city level to reward loyal favorites of the leadership and to punish those who have shown a certain degree of independence.
Lerner says the stipend reward system has also led to the proliferation of too many unnecessary committees. Governor Cuomo has three of the seven appointees on the Pay Commission. The Senate and Assembly have just one appointee each. The chief judge of the state has two. So Cuomo does have more influence potentially to sway the commission's decision on whether to grant the salary increases or not. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.